It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation has opinions about the proposals in President Biden's address last night. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the president inspired Democrats and brought out the ire of Republicans.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says Biden outlined an agenda that a majority of Coloradans support, from immigration to infrastructure. Representative Joe Neguse liked Biden's plans to address childhood poverty and climate change. In general, he added the speech provided
a compelling and optimistic and a hopeful vision for the future of our country.
But the speech fell flat for Republicans. The Western Slope's Lauren Boebert implied Biden's speech bombed, while Congressman Doug Lamborn faulted proposals for, quote, outrageous spending. He also criticized Biden for governing in a partisan manner. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The president proposed devoting more than $100 billion to provide 2 free years of community college. Colorado Community College board member Landon Mascarenhas praised that idea, saying it will encourage more people to continue their education after high school.
It's critical for our workforce. It's critical for our economy.
The president's plan will go to Congress for consideration. Restaurants and bars could continue delivering alcohol under a bill that has cleared the Colorado House. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would extend a policy Governor Polis put in place earlier in the pandemic. Republican Representative Colin Larson is one of the main sponsors.
This has been truly a lifeline for many of our restaurants, and it has allowed them not only to continue operations, but it's allowed them to keep many of the staff members who are the most susceptible in this COVID downturn.
The measure will allow bars and restaurants to continue alcohol delivery and takeout for the next 5 years. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver City Council could decide the fate of one high-profile building. Denver 7 News wants to sell its studios, but the site has been nominated for landmark designation. The building at Speer and Lincoln was built in 1959. This is CPR News.